sort of thinking about class today, this morning, I'm still not feeling Patanjali. I think it'll come back around again in the next few weeks, but just not feeling it right now. So I have to go with what's arising for me. So the Gayatri just came screaming up today. So I thought, alright, Gayatri it is. And then I somehow got thinking about that Jung quote that I sent you in the email. It's a very profound notion that we don't become enlightened by imagining the light, but by making the darkness conscious, or making the darkness light. Very profound. How do we make darkness light? Isn't darkness by its very nature darkness? Isn't darkness by its very nature the absence of light? So how do we make the darkness lit by the light of awareness? If you just imagine all the cells of your own mind-body system, particularly the cells of the mind part of that system, but the body part too. If you just imagine the places that are still hiding, the places that are still in the dark, the places that are hidden even from you, otherwise known as the great shadow. And you just imagine light beginning to move into it from behind or below. And begin to illuminate it. And in the presence of that illumination, it begins to differentiate and become part of the known. Even though it still may have qualities of the darkness. I think in that particular quote, Jung is really talking about people who practice transcendence, pushing away from the mystery, right? Pushing away from the darkness within themselves, out of this notion that somehow by doing that, they'll transcend and then reach some kind of divine union. The problem is there's no union in transcendence, because transcendence is a moving away from, right? It's a rising above. If we want union, we need to merge down into the great lower depths of being. And in the process of allowing that to become conscious, in the process of allowing that to become known, union happens. Right? That's yoga. Contrary to certain beliefs, yoga is not a system of transcendence. It's a system of immanence. It's a system of opening into, dissolving down into, becoming one with that which is. It's not a rising above. It's an entering into, becoming one with. And as we become one with the mystery of our own being, union happens, luminosity happens. Darkness becomes light. Think of it as the dark light, the light dark, the dark that's no longer dark. It's known. So we'll chant Gayatri tonight, and while you're chanting, let the fire of the chant illumine some new part of yourself that you have been unaware of. let something new reach out and say hello. And play with that notion of the light that is embedded within each syllable of the Gayatri Mantra. Allow that energetic, sonic form of light bust open some of the stuck places inside of you. And let the mantra be that great fire. And each repetition of the mantra, offer another bit of yourself, another cell of yourself into the light of the Gayatri Mantra. And if you are not someone who's done this mantra a gazillion times and so you don't know it by heart, Lucy is here. Hello, welcome. Just in time for 108 repetitions of the Gayatri Mantra. Do you want to come up closer while we're having? Do you want to come closer? No pressure, wherever you like. Okay. No worries. So each repetition, again, just give yourself over to it. You know, practice union, practice merging with each particle of the mantra. You know, in Sanskrit, that syllable, tra, gets translated as protective. You know, they say the mantra is that which tra, the mantra is that which protects us. Man is the mantra, that which protects the mind. Gayatri has so many different commentaries and translations. I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm more interested in everyone just chanting and having the experience of the mantra break open inside of you for yourself. Your own Gayatri experience. You don't need me to give any commentaries. Enough to know that we consider this the sonic form of light, the sound form of light, and that each repetition feeds the inner light, the light. That from the perspective of yoga, is both the source and the field that we are. And we want to merge with that light. In order to merge with that light, we need to let all the so-called darkness merge with it as well, right? No separation. So quiet. And maybe when we're really going strong, maybe go poly, when you can sense that everybody has it, can you bring the lights down even more? Thank you. Thank you.